Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Jamie Morin, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Financial Management. Also joining us from IBM is John Bonglis. Dr. Morin, financial management capabilities play an integral role in ensuring that the Air Force builds, maintains a force that can fly, fight, and win. To that end, would you highlight your strategic goals and management principles that frame your strategic plan? What are some of the key financial management goals, and how are you aligning to the key priorities of the Air Force?
So let me start with the Air Force goals, because everything needs to flow down from that. Our Air Force leadership, Secretary Mike Donnelly and our Chief of Staff, General Norton Schwartz, have laid out, really throughout their tenure, five consistent goals that are non-negotiable for the Air Force. And that starts with continuing to strengthen the Air Force nuclear enterprise. You may know we had some significant turmoil in the Air Force with some unfortunate lapses about 3.5 years ago. The second goal is to support the joint team in today's fight, as we're drawing down in Iraq and as we're continuing operations in Afghanistan, there's huge importance in the roles the Air Force plays there and our ability to save lives on the ground, achieve vital national security objectives. That's got to come right at the top. The other goals that they've laid out include caring for our people, our airmen and our families, and developing them to make them the best they possibly can, and then to recapture acquisition excellence. Again, the Air Force had some tough times in years past with acquisition of major systems, both in terms of cost growth and in some contract protests. And finally, and enabled by that acquisition excellence, is a goal of modernizing our airspace inventories and also the organizations and systems that support them. So the Air Force has a lot of aging aircraft, everything from tankers that date to the 1950s, the B-52 also dates to that period, as well as satellites, many satellites that are reaching the end of their life on orbit. So we're watching those closely and working aggressively to recapitalize those key programs, because each of those offers capabilities that the nation depends on. You know, it's unclear, I think, to a lot of folks just how many Air Force capabilities the nation depends on. Every GPS satellite, flown by airmen, designed under Air Force contracts, that's a vital capability the nation depends on. Communications for almost our entire government national command chain, Air Force satellites, these are key capabilities. And so the Air Force financial management strategy and goals need to be aligned to support those key Air Force goals. Where we see our most direct and aggressive play is in the areas of acquisition excellence, modernizing the inventories, of course, caring for our people. On the nuclear enterprise, we're resourcing that very directly, aggressively, making sure that we're not always 2 years behind, which can often happen in the budget business as it takes time to start programs. And then when it comes to today's fight, we are striving to be very responsible stewards of the taxpayer dollar without compromising rapid response to warfighter need, rapid response to the needs of the troops in the field and the airmen flying, fighting around the world. So to put a little capsule around that, I would say that Air Force financial managers need to get better at every part of our operations. We need to do a better job of formulating budgets so we squeeze the maximum amount of combat capability out of each dollar entrusted to us. We need to do a better job of enabling good acquisition decisions by getting our cost estimating right. And we need to continue to earn the confidence of the taxpayer that we're good stewards of their resources by clearly, cleanly accounting for the resources they give to us.
Congress requires DOD achieve audit readiness by 2017, and recently I understand that Secretary Panetta accelerated this timeline to 2014. First, would you elaborate on the Air Force's efforts in financial improvement and audit readiness? What are some of the core focus areas of your efforts, and how does moving the date up 3 years affect your overall approach, and does it require you to restructure it?
Secretary Panetta has set us a challenge, and he's laid out, by 2014, He said you need to have audit readiness for some particular segments, he said, of the statement of budgetary resources, our accounting for the dollars the taxpayer gives to us. It strikes me as a reasonable thing to ask. It does require us to relook some of our planning. because the plan the Air Force had built to get to the legal deadline of 2017 was heavily dependent on fielding modernized financial information systems, as well as modernized logistics systems, personnel systems, and several others. Our ability to get to an assertion of audit readiness by 2014 requires us to continue to press forward on those systems modernizations, but also focus heavily on compensating controls, because we know for a fact that all the necessary systems will not be in place by 2014. And there are cases where you can apply brute force, things like manual reconciliations between systems that don't yet successfully or reliably interface. You can apply that sort of brute force to solve system failings. But we're examining that closely right now. Secretary Panetta has given us a 60-day study task that we are about halfway through now. And we're working closely with Mr. Bob Hale, our DOD comptroller, to build a department-wide approach that will get us to that 2014 deadline. There is risk involved, and we will be applying additional resources to mitigate those risks. Our strategy, the change in our strategy to deal with the accelerated deadline, I think centers on recognizing that we have to move more processes to parallel effort rather than serial. We can't take one task after another. We need to push on a whole range of tasks at once. Key to that effort is getting buy-in and aggressive pushes from a wide range of functional stakeholders across the Air Force. Toward that end, we sat down with the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, who was very eager to understand exactly how he and his organization could help push us towards some necessary systems improvements and, more importantly, some key process improvements in how we handle personnel. We have to push on a number of buttons all at once here, and I have gotten extremely good support so far from my counterparts, the lieutenant generals that run a variety of the deputy chief of staff organizations on the Air Force headquarters, as well as the civilian assistant secretaries and senior career folks that make the Pentagon run. Excellent support in response to this aggressive but important deadline that the Secretary of Defense has laid out for us.
Obviously, it is critical to have proper governance structures in place to make sure that you're executing and that you're managing progress appropriately and, of course, assessing accountability. Toward that end, could you tell us a little more about the governance structures you have put in place?
Absolutely. I'm largely working within a governance structure that predates me, but that I'm happy with and that I've sought to invigorate and rely on. We have a very deliberately constructed cross-functional governance structure that's actually jointly chaired by me and the Deputy Chief Management Officer of the Air Force. And we, from the head of a table, work with a organization of senior civilians and senior military folks that represent really all the interested functional communities, but also key partners from outside the Air Force, the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, for example, the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Comptroller, the Deputy Chief Financial Officer of DOD, is part of our governance. We have advisory involvement and observer status from the auditor. These layers of involvement are very important. And we nest beneath that top-level governance structure, that executive steering group that we have, two additional layers getting down to the working level of the audit readiness effort, again, with that cross-functional representation, which is so key. We have moved in our focus teams that are doing our planning under this 60-day review that Secretary Panetta has ordered. We've moved to even more direct involvement from the field, bringing in representatives of key major commands out in the Air Force and also perspectives from truly where the rubber meets the road at base level. So that's key to the change management process of accelerating a timeline that, as you know, had been built very deliberately and carefully over many years.
Given the scale of some of these operations, what do you think some of the major challenges that you could talk about or obstacles facing the Air Force in its efforts to improve financial information and audit readiness?
So let me draw a couple of lessons before I get to the challenge. We've had some key successes recently, and they've been successes in areas that are perhaps easier. I don't want to say they're easy because they were substantial challenges to get across, but they were areas that were more narrowly within the financial world. So in just the last few months, we've received clean audit opinions from independent public accounting firms on two significant financial processes. One is our distribution of funds, the funds that we have appropriated to us by the Congress out to our commands. And the second is for our funds balance with Treasury reconciliation. Now, that's gobbledygook to most people, but that's basically balancing our checkbook with the Treasury. It's a checkbook with 1.1 million transactions a month. And so we balance that now on a monthly basis with 99.97% of transactions being matched up successfully. So big step. But again, both of those are sort of in accounting lanes, if you will, accounting and budget lanes. Our key challenges ahead of us, as I've alluded to before, are stretching beyond that to the areas that are touched by so much broader elements of the Air Force and of the Department of Defense as a whole, working our logistics issues to get to a clean opinion on our military equipment. We're working right now to bring in an auditor to look at that. That's a project that has been underway for several years and is finally coming to fruition. To get to success there will require active support from folks around the Air Force because we don't keep all the airplanes in the Pentagon. The logistics system more broadly is a huge challenge we've got to work with. And it's a challenge primarily because the Air Force is just so big and so geographically distributed and so mission-focused that the paperwork doesn't always catch up with mission accomplishment. And so through systems modernizations, through process improvements, through increased attention to detail, we're pressing forward on that. As we look to building a long-term, sustainable, effective and efficient financial management enterprise in the Air Force, enabling a more effective and efficient overall Air Force enterprise, I think the biggest challenges are systems modernization, process change, and building the new skills that our folks need in that new environment. To be frank, we've worked in an environment of 1970s era bookkeeping systems. Using them requires a very different set of skills than operating in a modern financial environment with a whole different set of internal controls, a whole different set of systems configurations and interfaces, more sophisticated accounting. So those are bringing our people from that very old, oftentimes painful environment into the new is a key challenge as well.
So let's talk a little bit about DEEMS and other financial systems modernization efforts that are going. Again, I think the recurring theme here, and not only in the interview, but throughout the grander fiscal problem that we're facing, are challenges. And what do you think remains to be done?
Well, so DEEMS is our next-generation accounting system, and it has been a project that's been underway for several years now. And it was in a pilot status for quite some time, and then we've moved to what I'd call a technology demonstration status. But I'm pleased to report that for 2 years running now, it has been the accounting system of record at one of the Air Force's most important bases, Scott Air Force Base, where our Air Mobility Command is headquartered, where the U.S. Transportation Command is headquartered, and where a whole bunch of operational activities take place. So the fact that we've been able to use this system to successfully run the finances of those of that base and numerous organizations there for 2 years is a very good step. We've been taking a deliberate approach here and focusing on getting that system to a level that our customers and our users can trust in and can have confidence that they're able to accomplish their full workload, their full mission, knowing that we can't throw more people at inefficient processes in this environment of more austere budgets.
What are you doing to communicate the message of the successes that you're making with your audit readiness and financial improvement goals? How are you getting it out to the larger community, larger Air Force community?
Well, so we're communicating to a whole range of audiences, and I have to get in a shameless plug. I am now the first Air Force comptroller on Facebook and Twitter. So I'm trying to communicate with the financial management workforce, those 13,000 folks that have to actually make this happen. That's a key audience because, frankly, at base level and at command level, when people have questions about this sort of stuff, Those are the people they turn to. But so we're communicating with those folks. I mentioned earlier the discussion I had at the Air Force Corona conference with the assembled four-star leadership of the Air Force. That was a key communications opportunity. You know, one of the lessons that I've drawn is that you've got to very carefully balance two pieces in communicating complex issues to large audiences. One of them is consistency of message. The old saw that repetition is the heart of communication. But the second is responsiveness to changed circumstances, because credibility is important. And repeating the same message when it's been overtaken by events will kill your credibility real fast. So I try to balance those. I try to be firm, forthright, and fair in my assessment of situations while also trying to relate it in concrete terms to what airmen on a flight line can anticipate in the future environment in terms of how they get paid, how they get handled when they travel and need a reimbursement, but also put it in terms that make sense to commanders, that this is about getting them timely, reliable information on which to make decisions without manual pulls of data, without six different answers to one question from six different organizations that have a stake. Those are the sort of things that drive managers crazy. And so having timely, reliable, authoritative information on your financial status is a no-brainer for a manager.
What is the Air Force doing to improve its financial operations, become more efficient, and control costs? We will ask Dr. Jamie Morin, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Financial Management, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.